Blood supply is at a critically low level in the country's hospitals right now. The Irish Blood Transfusion Service is opening additional clinics in the run-up to the October bank holiday weekend to boost the supply. And its Director of Donor Services and Logistics, Paul McKinney, is here to tell us more. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. How low is the blood supply right now?
Well, in a number of the groups, we are under 3 days overall. We're at 4 days, so our forecast models, taking into account the bank holiday, are indicating that we are going to be in trouble. So we have to take step of asking or pushing for a public appeal.
And how many days supply typically would you want?
We always try to have 7 days, so we're way short of that mark. And with the bank holiday coming up, we need to make the appeal. Hospitals are extremely busy at the moment. We are struggling to stay on top of the demand. And as I said, the forecast models are indicating that we are going to possibly go to an amber situation, which would have an impact of getting in contact with hospitals and asking them to consider stopping some surgeries.
Why has it gotten this low?
It's quite simply down to demand and supply. Last week, we issued 2,000, just under 2,600 units to the hospitals, which is extremely high. We've noticed throughout the summer, demand has been around that mark. Normally, we would have expected a dip. There is illness out in the community, and certainly we've had quite a lot of no-shows in our clinics over the last number of weeks. So it's supply and demand.
And we've also, in the hospitals around the country, we've also seen an increase in the amount of weekend working and weekend surgeries being carried out. Is that then having a knock-on impact on blood supplies?
It absolutely is, yes. Obviously, we're in close contact with the hospitals. The change in the working practice that has gone into the HSE has meant that operating theatres are working over the weekends. Obviously, the hospitals are trying to reduce their waiting lists, which is great news for all of us. But it is putting pressure. There's more demand for blood.
And you're saying that if you don't get additional donations now in the next couple of days and weeks, that you may have to ask hospitals not to do elective surgeries.
That's correct. We're looking to get 12,000 donations over the next 4 weeks. It is a slow burner, but if we don't get that 12,000 donations, our forecast models, as I said, are indicating that we would have to go to an amber position.
And have you done that before?
We've never had to go to an amber warning before, no.
Okay, so what are you asking people to do then?
We're asking donors, if you do get a text from us, please to log onto the website, giveblood.ie, do the eligibility quiz, make sure that you are available. It is possible for you to give a donation this time. Then please make an appointment online or ring us on 1800 731 137, where one of my colleagues will take an appointment. If you haven't donated before and you are considering it, we would ask you again, go onto the website, giveblood.ie. There's an FAQ, frequently asked questions section. And if you don't get your answers, ring that number again, 1800 731 137. One of my colleagues will be able to help, and then register your interest. But we do desperately need new donors. We need donors of ethnicities. Ireland is a changing country. We need donors of African heritage, but most of all, right now, we need a response from regular donors over the next few days and coming weeks.
Last year was your busiest year, and it may be even busier again this year. Why is it getting busier?
It's getting busier because hospitals are getting busier.
Right.
They are doing more surgeries. And last year we issued just under 129,000 units, which was the busiest year in 10 years. And we are tracking to beat that by a considerable amount this year, which is putting us under pressure.
How long does it take to donate blood?
We say it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours. We are trying to put in systems which are going to speed that up, and certainly next year you will see that. But that's the process.
But really, a life-saving thing to do, and probably better than anything you could do right into the lead into the bank holiday weekend.
Absolutely. And when you do donate, we send you a text when your donation has been issued to a hospital. So you can just imagine feeling, knowing that you have helped save
Indeed.
Somebody's life or certainly improved it.
Paul, thank you. That's Paul McKinney from the Irish Blood Transfusion Service. Business and weather coming up next.